Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish authorities say at least 30 people were killed Saturday, nearly 100 others wounded. A state-run news agency quoting the governor of Gaziantep province as saying the blast was due to a terror attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack, which the deputy prime minister said appeared to be a suicide bombing. Other officials speculated on involvement in the Kurdish rebels or the Islamic State militants. The blast occurred in an area where three explosions in recent days have been linked to the Ankara government, to rebels from the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party, the PKK. Turkey has been racked by a series of attacks in recent months, including a bombing at Istanbul Airport that killed 44, another bombing that killed 40 people in Ankara in March, country still reeling from last month's failed coup attempt. That attack came after Turkey's prime minister said his country will take a more active role in Syria in the next 6 months to prevent the country from being divided along ethnic lines. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul, the prime minister said the bloodshed needs to stop. Babies, children, innocent people should not die. He also said that Syria's President Bashar al-Assad had no role in Syria's future. Turkish leader did express concern about the ethnic divides created by the five-year civil war, with Kurdish groups have carved out their own regions and occasionally fight with Syria's Arab majority. On Thursday, Syria's Air Force for the first time began bombing Kurdish fighters. This is VOA News.